Howard Stern gave Robin cancer. His constant berating and bullshit and keeping her in a fucking glass cage. And, you know, the outcry from the public saying that she's an Uncle Tom or a sellout. Because she really is a sellout. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the guy is insulted by people. Has done racist shit right in front of her, right to her face, and she hasn't done anything and laughs. You know, so she basically sold her soul to the devil for a great deal of money. Now, it'd be different if you were a black guy saying those jokes. It'd be different. But, you know, black people don't want to be called nigger. But is it okay for a person to impersonate a black person or, like, insult another black person by acting like a dumb racial, you know, idiot, a black person, you know? Yo, all that shit, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, he's actually even used blackface when he was on the Channel 9 news. This fucking guy would use blackface and do big lip makeup and all that shit. So, yeah, this guy, you know, he clearly got a chip on his shoulder because, you know, blacks used to fuck him up and beat him up. And, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder because his mom and dad kept him in a fucking neighborhood getting beat up and having a terrible life. So I think he's bitter, you know. He's bitter because he feels like everybody was fucking him. That's what it is. So he has to fuck everybody right back. That's why he came out guns a-blazing. But I think that his wife, you know, his new wife, pretty much kept him sane. I think she saved him from, you know, basically self-destruction. I think she was destined to save this man. And it's just, you know, him meeting her was his gift from the universe. It was here for all the bullshit you went through. Here, I'm gonna give you a fantastic human being that's never upset, always happy, is beautiful, and has her shit together. And I'm gonna give you this person for you to be happy for the rest of your life. A woman who looks just like your mother. There you go, because that's what she looks like. She looks exactly like Howard Stern's mother, but like a beautiful version. Like she has the narrow little eyes and the big mouth. You know, very caring and very, very motherly. Just like his mother, you know, constantly worrying. She's constantly worrying. She's like a fuckable version of Howard's mother. She's a fuckable version. A really hot fuckable version. I've never seen Howard's mother. I don't know what she looked like when she was younger. Maybe she was super hot. Maybe even his father was a hot dude. I don't know. I never seen him, but I do know his wife is a good-looking female, very clean, you know, tight figure. You know, she's a good-looking female, tall, long legs. That's what he likes. So he's in heaven. He could have any woman he wants, but he happened to find a woman that seems to be good and puts up with all this shit. And you know, she puts up with all this shit because, you know, she just wants somebody to take care of her. And, you know, they have a deal. You know, I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And, you know, you're going to fuck my ugly body. And you're going to fuck me. And you're going to fuck this animal that's this savage that's in front of you. Meanwhile, she probably thinks he's hot. Because, you know, he's probably a lovable, sweet guy. You know, people fall in love with that shit. You know, people fall in love with your heart sometimes. You know, they look past the looks when they fucked. And they've done it all. And they've been treated like shit from good-looking people. So, you know, maybe she loves the guy. Who gives a fuck? The point is that they're together. So I think the deal is, in his mind, it's just a contractual agreement, I think, because he's such a fucking negative person. But that's what he is, you know, he's got no other choice. He's been treated like shit all his life. What do you expect him to fucking be happy and jolly? He's had people fucking pissing in his face since he was born. His own father, I mean, he was like a fucking infant. And father was like berating him like a fucking, like he was a worker that just fucked up and killed several employees or something. And it's fucking ridiculous. This guy's been constantly abused all his life. So I'm happy that he's successful and he's a fucking billionaire. But I think he gave Robin cancer. He gave Robin cancer. Because she's a miserable bitch. And I think she's miserable because it's because of him. She knows she can't leave because she's getting paid millions of dollars. She can't turn away. She can't turn away. That beautiful lifestyle that she has with fucking horses and traveling and putting coffee in her ass, she could only do these things because she has millions. She gets paid millions. So she wants to leave because she's being berated by all the black people she probably meets, you know. But she said, fuck it. I'm going to make a ton of money. Why the fuck would I leave? So she said. So she's internalized that anger and frustration from being there for years, you know, taking the abuse and really wanting to tell Howard sometimes, you know, go fuck yourself. But she can't. She can't. And then Howard, poor Howard, you know he fucking can't stand there. That show would be so much better without Robin. Robin is, you know, I'm not upset that he gave her cancer. Honestly, I'm not against it. She's a fucking terrible person. Just an absolute terrible person. Just completely full of shit. Just talking nonsense. Fake as a fucking $3 bill. You know, acts like she knows everything. You know, she don't know shit. She doesn't know fucking anything. Just a fucking dummy. Just a wannabe. And he can't stand that. He's so fucking sick of her. He just can't stand. He's a guy. He just wants things to be simple. And with her, it's complex. If that fucking woman wasn't there, you imagine every month he could have a hot fucking piece of ass coming. Every month. Every month. If it would have been for Robin, he would have been fucking women left and right. He could have. When he got divorced, I don't know what the fuck he was waiting for. I still would have been single. Getting my dick sucked by playmates. You know. Porn stars, actresses, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't even go to porn stars. Why the fuck would I bother? I would get my dick sucked by celebrities. By famous people. Famous women. And you know, you have no shame. You shouldn't be embarrassed because you got a small dick. Because you already told everybody. At least if you never told anybody, I could see why you don't want to fuck anybody. Because you'd be like, oh shit, I can't let my secret out. Just like my toupee, I can't let people know. You know, so I don't understand what the fuck, you know. I don't understand. I just don't get it. Personally, I think that deep down inside, I think that him and Beth have this deal, this sort of bond, where they basically, you know, they have a relationship where they're like, listen, I'm gonna take care of you, and I'm gonna do shit, and you're gonna bring me chicks. And I get to fuck you both. You're going to be my main chick. That's what I think is going on. Because why would this motherfucker get billions of dollars, become super rich, super powerful, just to have one woman? Why the fuck would you do that? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. What the fuck is that? That's fucking insanity. You want me to believe that he's going to be with one fucking woman? God damn you. I don't listen. She could be the fucking hottest woman in the world. It could be Raquel Welch. Get the fuck out of here. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's fucking other women. He's got to. And I think Beth is the mediator. She's the one who goes out. Because she's always in social events. And she always looks fucking flawless. And she's around models. And she's got unlimited funds. And you know she's down for anything. And you know she's not in love with him like in love. Because you can't really fall in love with somebody unless they make you fucking horny at one point. You can't fall in love. You can't fully. Because you can love somebody. But I'm talking about the full love, where it's 100%. You can't have 100% full love unless you have physical attraction, psychological attraction. They both have to come together. And they're both in different levels of intensity. They're both on different levels. So you have 300%. You have 100% of one, 100% of another, and 100% total. So 100% of looks. If you're fucking Mel Gibson is prime, you got 100%. And you have the sweetness and the kindness and the protectiveness of Michael Landon in Little House on the Prairie. Then you get 100%. Then you put those 100% together, you got 200. And then you look at the 100% in total. You look at dress, you know, how he or she interacts in social events, the meet my mom equation and my dad equation, the overall emphasis on making this person my object of just pure devotion and focus for basically the rest of my life. Because the whole goal and objective is, let's get married. And what the fuck do people get married for? What, to be together for like a month or two? No, they get married because they want to be together forever. And that's what matters. And I think Howard has that with this female. And Howard's starting to genuinely be a dude They can have it all. And they think he does. Because if he has a woman that looks like her and acts like her and brings her females every once in a while so they can have threesomes, man, what more do you want? What more do you want? He's got the fucking life. He's got the life. He's living the fucking dream. And the great thing is that she'll never feel like she needs to leave or that she has the upper hand, because she'll always be just a client, not a real love. Because as long as he's fucking other females, she'll always vow for his affection. She'll always fight for him and his attention, because she's not fighting for his love. She's fighting for compensation. She's living a lifestyle now that she can't come down from. What do you think, that she could just live a regular life now? You think that after she leaves him, you think she could go just to living in a regular apartment, you know, going out to fucking eat regular places, cooking your own food, no fancy restaurants, budgeting your money, having to drive yourself? Yeah. You fucking tell me if she's not gonna be. You're telling me that she wouldn't gladly bring fucking bitches to his house to fucking suck him, to keep him in their life? Oh, fucking course. That's not a woman that marries for love. That's a woman that marries for prestige. Prestige. She wasn't meant to marry some fucking dentist. She wasn't going to marry a donut maker from fucking some bakery in Queens. That was not her MO. No. A girl like that was raised, and she was brought up like that bitch that was in Coming to America. That black fucking slave that was going to marry Prince Hakeem, where she was there just to serve him. That's what she was raised as. But you know, one with free will. I'm telling you that they were whipping her and telling you, you must suck cock until he busts a nut in your eye, and like your mother is telling you what to suck and how to suck. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, you know, that her mother gave a lesson on how to get her asshole open and stretched, you know, to take a cock. I'm not saying any of that shit. I'm just saying that they taught her to always shoot for the highest stars. Never aim for regular. That's not meant for you. Go for the biggest. The biggest in whatever field. It could be a fucking chef. It could be a dentist. It could be a dentist, but just top of the line. A dude that has millions. She was never meant to marry a guy that earns $25 an hour. It just was not meant to be. So Howard, who's got all the money in the world and lives in the richest city in the world, this fucking guy is king. Because he's literally the king of Babylon. Because, you know, Babylon, you got to look and understand that the richest country in the world, if you're richest in the richest country, then that means everything. But if you're rich in the richest country, that means everything too. You could be rich in India. Anybody could be rich in India. Who gives a fuck about India? Do you want to live in India? No, nobody fucking, Indians don't want to fucking live in India. You want to live in the richest city in the world, from the richest country in the world, with a debt of trillions, you know, and we fucking run things, then you literally are in the modern day Babylon. So, you know, maybe God, I hope I'm not using the wrong examples for Babylon. I hope I don't look like a fucking asshole right now. I'm just basically trying to emphasize that we, you know, he is a king in the city of New York, because this is his city. And he has 30 million people listening to him. And I'm sure that many are here. And he's been in the city for a very long time. And he's a billionaire. And you know what? He's not going to say he's a billionaire. Okay, but he makes more than $250 million a year. So I guess that's fucking rich then. So okay, so it takes him 4 years to be a billionaire. All right. Well, how long has he been fucking doing that radio show? Long time. So he's probably a billionaire by now. Unless he's fucking giving taxes away. Here, take my fucking money. Because he can never spend it. Why would he even need a tax lawyer? At this point, even if they take 50%, which they don't, but if they take 50% of your money, you still got $200 million. At this point, does he even give a fuck? At this point, does he even give a fuck? He could literally take barrel cases of fucking money, throw it into the street, covered in human shit. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. He'd be living the fucking high life. The guy spends, what, $1 million a year? Not even $1 million a year. And he makes $250-$400 million. Do the fucking math. Guy's got more money than fucking Lionel Richie. This is a guy, though. He's got it all. He's got it all. But even though he's got the woman, he's got the money, he's got the notoriety and the fame, and he's known as the top man in his field, even though he's number one jack of all fucking trades when it comes to publicity, even though all that is a fact and is the case, he's still a miserable fuck. He's a miserable fuck. He's got it all. People would kill their own grandmother. Maybe not their mother. No, a lot of them would kill their mother. I know a lot of people. Trust me, I know plenty of blacks and Puerto Ricans. They would kill their fucking mother for the kind of money that Howard Stern is making. And a lot of white people too. Most white people wouldn't do it, though. Not the white people I know. Not the white people I know. Blacks and Puerto Ricans, for sure. Dominicans, no. No, Dominicans probably wouldn't kill their mother. But Puerto Ricans, most Puerto Ricans would. Because they believe and they can resuscitate with brujeria. So they can use black magic to bring their mother back. You see, Puerto Ricans are smart. That's what they do. They kill the mother, get the pay, then they bring her back to life for some fucking voodoo. You see, Puerto Ricans, they know their way around the world. Black people too. I think they did voodoo too. Not all black people, Haitian ones. But he's got it all. And he's a miserable fuck. Why? Is it because he's got a small cock? No. Everybody knows he's got a small cock. Why the fuck would you be miserable about something everybody knows? No, it's not that. It's not that. It's not that at all. It's not that at all. It's not. Howard, shut the fuck up. It's not that. You know what it is, though? You know what it is? Shut the fuck up and I'll tell you. It's the fact that you're hiding something. You're hiding something. And your fame, you fear, will completely be destroyed if somebody finds out the secret. What that secret is, I don't know. I think I know. I think I know the secret that would destroy him if anybody ever found out. I mean, it wouldn't make him less famous, but he wouldn't want to get that kind of shame because he feels that his whole life has been an accumulation of constant being shamed and humiliated and humbled. Not even humbled, humiliated. So he feels like he has to do everything in his motherfucking power to guarantee that one way or the other, he never ever becomes a laughing stock. Unless he chooses to make you laugh, he doesn't want people laughing at him. Even though he's got everything in the world. Because it's a constant reminder of being trampled on. Not only by those in his community, but by his own parents. So he feels like he's been abandoned and shit on by everybody. So he says, fuck this. I'm not going to take any more abuse. And I'm not going to take any more embarrassment. I'm not going to take any more shame. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he's hiding something. And he thinks that if we find out, it's going to destroy him. But honestly, probably won't make a difference. Probably won't make a difference. Because we still look at Travolta and say, man, that guy is fucking awesome. We don't think, oh shit, he's bald. Oh, he sucks. Fuck him. Guy's walking around with toupees. Who the fuck made these toupees? Stevie Wonder? I don't know. But he's walking around making himself and his family look like they're fucking crazy. Because he looks like he's fucking on drugs. He's got to be on drugs. And then finally he said, fuck this. I'm going to shave my head. Everybody still loves him. They probably love him even more now. Because now they say, oh shit, finally he's off drugs. Oh, good. Oh, John Travolta. He's a fucking pilot. God forbid he be on crack. Wearing a fucked up toupee and crashing into a mountain. God forbid. Now he's healthy. Oh, he's shaved his head. Good. He's healthy. Good. God bless him. Now I love him. Now I can show him to my kids. Look, kids, look at John Travolta. He's not a crackhead anymore. Let's enjoy his movies. He probably made more fans. Why the fuck does he worry? So, you know, I mean, you know, keep it a secret. Keep it to yourself. Don't reveal it to anybody. Because why the fuck should they know your secrets? Whatever the fuck that secret is. And you shouldn't come out and tell everybody. Because fuck everybody. None of their fucking business. If you got a secret, you keep that shit to the day you fucking die. But you protect it with everything that it cost you to be able to protect it. Whatever the fuck it cost. And I say good. I say 100%. Go 100% ahead and keep that shit to yourself. Most people will tell you, you know what? You'll feel better if you just let go and you let everybody know the truth. Fuck that shit. Secrets are fucking wonderful. That's why people, when they invade your space, or they put hidden cameras, or they fucking put like microphones and they invade your space, like, these people should be considered treason, like acts of treason, and they should be murdered by their family members that they fucked over, like with baseball bats and billy clubs. Because honestly, that's like the worst fucking thing. You imagine that shit? Like, these people, I see these fucking Japanese movies where these people have hidden cameras in I don't know how the fuck you hide a hidden camera in a toilet so nobody doesn't see it. But all you see is this big gaping asshole with shit coming out. And it's like, and then they show the face of the person. God, yeah, could you imagine you see that shit? And you're like, oh my God, that's me. That's fucking horrific. Come on, no fucking jury in the world would sentence someone for killing somebody who recorded them. And they're gaping asshole. No jury would fucking convict. So feel free, if somebody's fucking you over and they got videotape of you taking a shit, gaping asshole, you have all the right in the world to fucking massacre and kill them and their fucking family. I swear to God. Because how the fuck could you do something like that? So I say, go 100%. Keep that fucking secret to yourself. Don't let anybody fucking know. And just make sure that you keep shit in your life the way you want it. Don't let anybody fucking tell you that it's the way they want it and you gotta do it their way. Fuck them. You do shit your way. It's your fucking life. You live it the way you want to.